Teams don't often throw at Champ Bailey, but when they do, they usually pay a steep price.
You know, sooner or later, they're going to quit throwing his direction. I think he's got 8 balls thrown his direction this season. He's got 8 picks, so I want to advise throwing over there.
Bailey actually has a career-high 9 interceptions this year, which leads the league. His 17 over the last 2 years are also the best in football. Not bad for someone whose side of the field is often as quiet as any library not located in Berea, Ohio.
You know, it's really amazing when you take a look at the percentage of balls that have been thrown his direction, how many balls he has come up with. And it's a credit to his preparation and obviously the type of athlete he is.
I've never seen anybody like him, man. I swear. I call him a Jedi, actually. He's part, I think he's Yoda's son, because he knows where the hell the ball's going before they even throw it. And he runs over there. I'm like, dude, what are you? That's not your guy. He's like, every ball over there.
No, he'll go get you. Yeah. No, he's an incredible talent, an incredible guy.
He's great. I mean, he's champ. You know, that's what you expect out of champ. You know, he's the best corner by far. I mean, ain't nobody close to his level. I mean, it's some guys that got probably the same amount of interceptions, but they not close to champ level.
Just look at what he does on the football field. He can shut a whole side down. I mean, when you have a team don't even look at throwing the football over there. And then when they happen to do it by mistake, he ends up taking it back the other way. I mean, I've never played with a better football player, I don't believe.
What the Broncos fans have seen in the last 2 years is champ version 2.0. The one they saw in 2004 was already the league's best corner, but he bumped his receivers, played aggressively, and occasionally got beat for big plays. In the last 2 years, Bailey has combined his raw athleticism with a more tactical style, which has taken his already stellar play to a plateau few corners have ever reached.
Champ was used to playing a lot of bump coverage, and anytime you can isolate a great defensive back on anybody, and you feel like you can take a guy out of the game. But to get to the next level, a guy like Champ, you know, has to be able to play off where he can, you know, read the quarterback, read the steps of the wide receiver, and use his intelligence to go along with his ability. And, you know, that's one of the reasons he's been able to get the interceptions he's been able to get. You know, if you isolated one-on-one on a wide receiver, he'd take that wide receiver out probably 98% of the time, but wouldn't be able to make plays on the ball. So, you know, you evolve as a defensive back just like Champ has done, and he's done a great job picking it up and at least keeping an open mind to try something a little bit different.
And now he's become something different, a player unlike any other in the sport today and perhaps ever, according to defensive coordinator Larry Coyer.
I've never seen a player at his position like him. And I've seen the old boy that from the Raiders played with the sticky glove. I thought he was pretty good. Lester Hayes. Yeah, I've seen the old great Detroit Lions corner. I got to come by Night Train Lane. Yeah, I've seen those guys play. I've seen guys in, I've seen Mossy Cade. I've seen Leonard Coleman. I've seen groups of guys like that play. Nobody even close to this guy. Not at his position, nobody.
There's just one thing that Coyer doesn't necessarily want to see, Champ Bailey on offense. Number 24 is way too valuable on the defensive side of the ball.
He's a lousy receiver.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, he's a...
lousy, overrated.
He just needs to stay right where he is, yeah.
And while the Broncos' goals are team-oriented, they also want Bailey to be rewarded for who he is, namely the best defensive player in the game. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.